Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Enjoy the Spirit.
Can you put your hands together for Deacon Olotu? Your time is going down. Amen. Put your hands together for him now.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We give you praise, Lord, because you are good. We ask, O God, that you speak your word to us this evening in the name of Jesus Christ. Because your word to heal us and deliver us from our destructions in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. I want to say good evening to everyone. Then good evening to my pastors, my daddy and mommy in the house. Please, you would please permit me to just do it this way. I was sent a message, and then it came like we are to serve table, daddy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I count it a privilege that the learners too can come and say something. You understand? I don't really know what I want to say, you know, in the presence of my tutors and my teacher, instructors and the like, but I believe that the Lord will speak to us in the name of Jesus. The theme is about the power of the kingdom. It's about the power of the kingdom. And then I will be talking along the way to effective demonstration of that power. The way to effective demonstration of the power of the kingdom. First of all, we need to establish the fact that the power is of that kingdom. So, immediately I am enlisted to be part of that kingdom, or immediately I've been called, or the door has been opened for me to come into that kingdom, I have the right, or I have, you know, part of what will really prove that I belong to that kingdom is that the power of that kingdom finds expression in me. So we need to first of all establish that. And then that we have quite a number of believers that are not expressing the power of the kingdom. It does not mean that the kingdom is faulty. The issue is with those believers. And then there can be provision of food and meat made available for people to eat. And we find people still starving. And some can still die starving. And then there is expectation of God upon us as individual or as member of that kingdom as to demonstrate his power. Why? Because we are his representative here on earth. So now if I find myself in a place and then it is established, because even if in a school or in a circle or in an environment, you will have a policy that runs in that environment. And then most likely you will have policy that is against the policy of the kingdom. And then if you find yourself in that place or in that midst, there is an expectation of God upon you and upon me that something divine, something unique, something unseen, something that, you know, is not common, is supposed to find expression in that place, that might beg a question, that might, you know, enhance research, or that can cause people to ask questions, how? How come? How were you able to do this? How was this able, you know, to happen? And thereby, we bringing them into the kingdom that will belong. And in the course of that, we are raising the standard of the kingdom that will belong higher than the standard that, you know, we meet there. So I'm trying to say this day that there is an expectation of God upon us as a member or as an enlisted candidate of that kingdom to be able to express his power. We're not doing that is we not representing him well. Like, we cannot express his power is the proof that we are not representing him well. So I want to say the way, you know, to effective demonstration of this power. I pray the Lord will speak to us in the name of Jesus. Please, can we open to, we'll be reading quite a number of scriptures. Acts chapter 19. Okay, thank God we are studying the book of Acts. Acts chapter 19, verse 11. Acts chapter 19, verse 11. And God wrought special miracle by the hand of Paul. Please go back to that. And God wrought special miracle by the hand of Paul. Please, who wrought the miracle? God. By the hand of who? Paul. So now, of course, it had been said over and over, but we need to also, you know, let it sink to us that the doer of the work, the doer of the miracle, is not you, it's not me, it's God. You know, God wrought the miracle. God would do the miracle. So, but through the instrumentality of a man called Paul, so I believe there's a way, you know, Paul presented himself that God could, you know, wrought the miracle through him. And I believe that the Lord will show us the more in the name of Jesus. Please, can we continue? So that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchief or apron, and the disease departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Continue. Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preached. And there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew, and chief of the priests, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you? Okay. And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them, to that so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, these are sects of people that, you know, they just woke up one day and they saw how the power of God is being demonstrated by a man, such that his handkerchief healed the sick, make the dumb, you know, hear, you know, the lame walk and all that, and be like, we can also demonstrate this thing. This thing is suitable. Like, it's such that can make somebody popular. It's such that can make somebody be easily known. It's such that, you know, it can steer the soul. It's pleasurable to the body, that they can refer to somebody that it is through this person got healed. So from that mindset, from that, you know, ideology, from that thought pattern, this set of people came to approach the power of God. Now, forgetting the fact that Paul doesn't have any power. Paul cannot do anything. It is God that worked through Paul. So, you know, they lack that understanding. They don't know. Would I say they don't know? Or there is a doctrine, or there is a teaching, or there is a thought in their mind that they responded to, such that he's appealing to the body and appealing to the soul, appealing to their self, you understand, that they responded to and could never and will never produce anything. Of course, there are many ways through which men conjure things and then look that there is a product, but the truth is it never lasts. And thereby we discover that it was not even right from the onset. It was, you know, wrong from the onset. So thereby, they missed it. And the Bible says that, and the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of the house naked and wounded. So that should be established in our heart, first of all, that this work is God that worked this work through a man, and it's for his kingdom. So it's not, you know, for my identification, it's not for my, you know, popularity, is not for people to know me, is for the kingdom alone. And then the approach to God, you know, finding expression through me so that this work can be done, is by making myself available and yielding to his knowledge, his instruction. As simple as that. I pray the Lord will teach us more in Jesus' name. We are proceeding. Can we open to Job chapter 28? Job chapter 28. Verse 7. Okay. It said, there is a path which no fowl knoweth, and which the vulture's eyes have not seen. Continue. The lion's web have not trodden it, nor the fierce lion passed by it. He putteth forth his hand upon the rock. He overturneth the mountain by the root. He cutteth out rivers among the rock, and his eyes seeth every precious thing. Verse 11. He bindeth the flood from overflowing, and the things that is hid. He bringeth it forth to light. From verse 9 to 11 is expression of God's power, is expression of God's nature, is expression of, you know, the power of God, is his attributes, what he's known for, what he can do. You know, he binded the flood from overflowing. Well, of course, we remember the Red Sea. He binded the flood from overflowing. You know, all of those things were his attributes, were things that he's known for. Because there's nothing impossible for him. He makes impossibility possible. And you see, the main problem that man has is there's something impossibility about man that man always wants to see possible. So man sought for every means, every way to make that impossibility possible. And that is why there is a description of some agencies up there. It talks about the fowl. Of course, fowls sought for food to eat. So you see, it scratches the ground looking for many, it wants to eat. Maybe he's hungry. He wants to find something to eat, something satisfactory. And that's the nature of a man. Man needs something that is satisfactory, but then it is only traceable to God by, you know, that expression of ease. Because if you give me food now, I'm felt satisfied now, but tomorrow you discover that I'm not satisfied. So, but if I can understand this path that made God, you know, have this kind of expression, I can be satisfied. So the lions were, they were sects that, you know, when they are hungry, they search everywhere looking for food. They want to eat. They're looking for something to eat. But this path that no fowl knoweth, no lions were trodden upon, I call it the path of the Lord. I call it the path of the Spirit, the path of the Lord, through which, you know, it can make the impossible possible. So if I understand this path and I can walk through this path, sir, I will have this attribute of God. It will not be impossible for me to heal the sick. It will not be impossible for me to raise the dead. It will not be impossible for me, you know, to speak healing, to speak life to the dead. But if everything I know is about, you know, searching how this could be done, there is a, you know, 5 law of this. When I do this, I do this. Every approach to healing, probably, you know, demonstrating the power of the kingdom is about my sense, is sensual, is what, you know, proceeds from the soul, what I can conjure, what I want to analyze. If I cannot simply, you know, submit, you know, to the leadership of the Spirit, to the leading of the Spirit, then I will not have what is permanent. I will not have the original. So that God has an expectation upon you and upon me. And that expectation can only be met when I understand this path. And may I give us the good news? The good news is the fact that as far as the day each and every one of us open ourselves up, the day we gave our life to Christ, this path has been opened to us. The path of the Spirit has been opened to us, such that, see, the reason why Babalawo we need more charm to make him more effective is because there are problems that are difficult for him to solve. So they will continually, you know, look for more things to integrate their power, make them seemingly more powerful. But then, of course, is an expression of search for a way which they don't know. But no, by God's mercy, it has been made open to us by the Holy Ghost, by the Spirit of God. So it's a good news that we all have access to this way. But how do we pay attention to this way? Do we really pay attention to this way as, you know, the way that has the ultimate solution, the way through which the power of God can be demonstrated effectively, the way through which there is no power on earth that can overcome it? Is it? It's sometimes a little bit difficult because the way is narrow. The way is, it does not, it has principle. Principle governs the way, because God is not God that is disorder. God is a God of order. So in as much as we are still human, we still want to please ourselves. We still want to, you know, make things that we exalt self or you know, promote pleasure about us that is not about God. We will not be fulfilling the expectation of that way, thereby making the expression of that power of the kingdom quite impossible. But then, does that mean that the power is not there? Does that mean that we don't have the right to the power? But if the demand is not met, we will not. So, you know, that's why the Bible talks about in John chapter 12, verse 24. This John chapter 12 said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except the corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit." 25. "Say, he that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life for this world, his life in this world shall keep it unto eternal life." Next. "And if any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor also." So, you see, we have, there is a, every man has his principle, in quotes. Every man has his intelligence. Every man seems to be intelligent in one way or the other. Until that thing that makes you fall to the ground and die, we will not be able to express this power effectively until we allow, you know, that corn of wheat. You know, the corn of wheat seems composed. Seems composed, seems put together, and then like, let's just continue to make things happen. No, he said it will not work like that until it falls to the ground and die. Then there's a life that is embedded in it. That is when it will find expression. And God can, you know, truly manifest his power through that vessel. That is why a carnal man, a natural man, cannot do this thing, cannot express this power. Until we strip ourselves. That is the expectation, or that is the requirement of that path. That is not about me, it's about God. Then everything that makes me, the self that is me, would have to die. And God that has to walk, we have to be exalted and his work be done. I pray the Lord will bless us in Jesus' name. So it is imperative, it is expected of us to learn this way. We pay attention to this way. We learn the principle of this way. And we see the name of God exalted in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. I believe you are blessed. Pastor D, welcome. I appreciate you. Thank God for joining mercies. Two things. I don't know what or how many things you got, but I got two fundamental issues. Stabalali, welcome. I bet you are better now. Praise God. Amen. The sons of Sceva. I don't know if you have heard bad testimonies of people who attempted something and it did not turn out right. You heard before. Now, you know, most of the times when you want to attempt to do that same thing, it's the bad testimonies you will remember. Praise God. You remember. Okay. Our boy tried Kinirio. He tried it too. They just leave us alone and you just walk past. Like that. Amen. We may abuse the seven sons of Sceva tomorrow, but please, they tried. Though they paid for it, but they tried. You too, try. Amen. And have your own testimony. At least, whether you like it or not, their name is in the Bible. Amen. So don't be afraid to try. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I didn't hear the hallelujah. It's not doing me. They tried. You to try. We were raised with a culture of being afraid of failure. Somebody was abroad and the child was climbing a tree. And then I said, hey, calm down. You can fall. And the prayer said, leave him alone now. Ah, how he can fall? He said, let him fall. You will learn. I've seen some very crazy films. Not documentary. Those stupid children. Riding a skateboard. And they want to skid on a railing. And they missed on their land. Ah, yeah. They have good hospital. But if you try that in Nigeria, your mother will kill you before you kill her. And that thing has stifled initiatives. Has stifled your that boldness too. If you were raised in a family where they don't tell you about egungun, ojuju, darkness, you'll find that you'll be fearless. Praise God. So I want to encourage you, don't be afraid. Go and try. They may bash you. Don't worry. Go back. Hallelujah. Amen. She understands. So I took that away. And thank you, Deacon Olotuka. I appreciate you.
We believe you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit. You can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many Spirit-filled meetings. School of Diocesis every Tuesday 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday 6 p.m. Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.